This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Try to win over a very stubborn Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, who's having none of massive spending. It's a wild scramble out of D.C. that could affect you and me. Hey, hey, everybody. How you doing out there in the world? Okay? It seems like people are weary to me. Whether you are listening to this show on our shores or off our shores, we know what it is. COVID. It's that word that we hate with a passion. It's that SOB of a virus that needs to go away. I don't want to hear about any more variants. And I'm sure you don't want to either. I will say this again. The one thing that happened that has been good this past week, that should have happened a long time ago because we should have been prepared for it, but better late than never, you will be able to get those COVID tests sent right to your house. Don't go and pay the money to go scramble around and find them in a pharmacy unless you need them right away, but you should be able to get them in a week. Just go to covidtest.gov. It is, after all, your tax dollars at work. You'll get 4 tests sent to you in the mail. And oh, by the way, those N95 masks, if you're having a hard time finding them, or a bunch of rip-off spam artists are sending you links to the best, safest masks on the planet. Just order them here, medical grade. Don't worry about that, because you'll be able to walk into a pharmacy in the next probably 10 days and get 3 of those. So at least a little bit of money was saved on the front end, let's put it that way. So this is the scoop on what's happening in Washington, as it all ultimately, like a tsunami, affects all of us eventually. So the Democrats on Thursday really were scrambling to scale back what was initially a $2 trillion package to overhaul health care, education, climate, immigration, tax laws. And that was one of the president's top priorities from the day he took office. There was all kinds of conversations flowing right and left and everywhere in between, but Joe Manchin especially was the thorn in the side of this presidency because he didn't want anything bloated. Repeatedly, he has upended that policy and its ambitions, again, because he wouldn't go for the big bite. I said this on the air a million times. Wow, do you have to hit somebody over the head with this? I mean, listen, it has to be smaller. It has to be a smaller package, and it can't be stuffed with all kinds of personal pet projects that you're not going to get the votes for. So this may be the pathway. It might not, right? And what does it mean? It means universal pre-K, prescription drug prices. I mean, hey, I'm for prescription drug prices being lower. I probably bet some of you are as well. They're not going to get as big of a chunk, but we'll see if Manchin will do it or not. I mean, look, even the title of the bill, right now it's Build Back Better Act. It's a whole lot of B's. Build Back Better Act. And it was modeled on that campaign slogan of Biden's. So now you got the Democrats thinking, we might have to rename it. How about Build Smaller Chunks Better? That I think that would work. Just call it what it is. You know, as a speaker, when people give speeches, instead of long titles or some of the authors we have on that have the greatest names for books, they're always short. You hear me hawking my book from Forbes, Deal Your Own Destiny. Right? It's not Deal Your Own Destiny, and here are the 15 ways that you can figure out how to have better connections and make more money. So just name the bill what it is. Republicans don't want it. Most people don't want to see massive money being spent. So you got to chunk it down, the chunk it down bill. Then maybe Manchin will vote for it. Ultimately, it's not happening now, but it's the preoccupation in Washington. Besides the handling, I think, of COVID, Russia would be on the top of the list now because of the faux pas of the president the other day and what he described as not necessarily a big escalation by Russia, even though they have 100,000 troops outside of the Ukraine ready to roll at any second. So they're walking that back. And of course, it's the whole world we live in around the pandemic, COVID, and what's happening with jobs and the massive resignation. It's the themes that you hear over and over and over and over again. But this show is all about what is happening in your backyard and mine, and this is part of the conversation for sure. All right, I've talked about this a lot, having flown so much. The air rage and how it's really ticked up. Check this out right at the top. They could have used the Lone Ranger on this flight. An American Airlines plane that was headed for London turned around mid-flight. There was a mask-related disruption. So this was a plane from Miami going to London. It had to go, it was, you know, mid-flight. They had to go back to Miami because there was somebody on the plane that said, screw you, I am not going to do the mask. I'm not going to do it. I refuse to wear the mask. So, of course, the cops get called, and it was a female passenger who refused to wear the mask. So what happened was, once the plane made it to the gate, the passenger was escorted off the plane by the Miami Police Department officers. There was no incident. And then, of course, they're going to deal with this person. But this flight landed back in Miami 1 hour and 48 minutes after it departed. How would you like to have been on that flight when you might be a little jittery about, I don't want to catch anything from anyone, and then somebody decides to become that unruly passenger? So what are they going to do? They turn around, they figure it out, and then they move on, and they take the passengers and crew, and they reset it up. They reset another flight. That's what they have to do. But they're really cracking down on people who decide, I'm going to do whatever I want in this tube that's flying through the air. You know? So, I mean, the FAA says, look, it's a zero tolerance policy if you're an unruly passenger, if you have any kind of behavior like that. So the warnings and all that stuff, it's, you know, this is the fines. You could get $37,000 for every violation in these cases, and there have been at least 37 cases. So what is she thinking? She knows she's on the flight. She has to wear it. That's on purpose. And now what? She's going to have to shell out $37,000 for what? What kind of grand statement is that? There's other ways to make statements, but just stupid to get on a flight and do that. And then, of course, disrupt everybody else's life by doing that and having to turn around. Well, it is life as we know it. In the courts, when the gavel goes down, the gavel goes down next.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ghislaine Maxwell, you used to be a socialite and a big damn deal, but now we need to see you go away as you were a sycophant of the notorious, scandalous, brutal Jeffrey Epstein, who knows, did he really kill himself in prison or was he afraid of what might happen and were other people afraid? But regardless, he's gone and she's still there and she was his henchman as far as I'm concerned. Allegedly, Maxwell, who was convicted in federal court in New York in late December of 5 counts, including sex trafficking a minor for her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls between 1994 and 2004, faces up to 65 years in prison. Her sentence is tentatively set for June, but now an attorney for Ghislaine Maxwell has filed a motion requesting a new trial. So that was sent to U.S. District Judge Allison Nathan. And the trial lasted about a month. There were 4 women who testified that Epstein sexually abused them. And Maxwell, his very close associate and former girlfriend, facilitated the whole abuse. So now you have this request for this new trial. Why? Because they're saying a member of the jury who convicted Maxwell gave post-trial interviews saying he had been sexually abused as a child. He said he shared his own story with fellow jurors during deliberations that had helped influence their decision, right? The juror gave interviews to the Independent, Daily Mail, and Reuters as Scotty David, his first and middle name. And this is what he said. When I shared that, they were able to sort of come around. They were able to come around on the memory aspect of sexual abuse. That's what he said in his Reuters interview. So, of course, jurors were explicitly asked on jury questionnaire forms if they had been sexually abused. And if so,
would it impact their abilities to be impartial while they were deliberating? So it's kind of unclear how the juror in question answered the questions on the form, because they were in all of these forms. And we can't get his questionnaire. This is not public information. So defense attorneys argued in a court filing that the Supreme Court has ruled that a defendant is entitled to a new trial if a party can show a juror failed to answer a material question honestly during jury questioning. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine if this juror did this and now this wall comes tumbling down and we get to see this Ghislaine Maxwell show all over again in a new trial? So the judge hasn't decided whether questioning the juror is warranted, but did set a briefing schedule for Maxwell's attorneys to file the motions for a new trial in light of this development. Also agreed to the prosecutor's request to appoint a lawyer for the juror. Boy, oh boy. So a response by prosecutors is due by February 2nd, a couple of weeks, and a defense reply by February 9th. So there is a shot of this whole thing going away and starting all over again. What a disaster. There is no justice for these young women who didn't get to face Jeffrey Epstein the way he should have been held up in court, but of course died in prison by supposedly his own hanging. And now you've got this situation with her because of the juror. It is so incredibly frustrating to me. It's so cut and dried. Yes, you are innocent until proven guilty. But in this case, they painstakingly and brutally had to really go through awful details of what had happened to them. And that's the, so much of that testimony was heard. And here we go again. It may end up being that there is a new trial, depending on this whole questionnaire thing. There is a shot of that. There's a very good chance if that does show up that way, that in fact it could be a new day for Maxwell. Boy, oh boy. And you got to think, this is a woman who ran away, hid in Vermont. I mean, there's just so much evidence. But thank goodness, right, that we do live in a system where you got to go through the trial process. Unfortunately, if this domino falls in the wrong direction, well then, like I said, it gets to go all the way back, wind the clock back, and we go all the way back to, this whole thing all over again. I mean, all over again. All right. Elsewhere, when we're talking about things with crime and justice and whatnot, I mean, there is just absolutely nothing worse than this. There is a man that was arrested for the ambush of an off-duty Memphis police officer outside of his home. And the man was leaving his Olive Branch, Mississippi home in a personal car, headed to work Monday morning when he was blocked in his driveway by the suspect. Shots were fired. The man pulled back up to his driveway, drove through his side yard, continued partially into his neighbor's backyard, trying to escape. The victim jumped out of his car, ran toward the woods behind his home. The man was shot once and released from the hospital. Anthony Carpenter was arrested Tuesday and charged with attempted murder. And, they haven't determined whether he has a defense counsel or not at this point. But this off-duty Memphis police officer is recovering, because he was ambushed, and again, he was leaving his house in Mississippi in his personal car, just going to work, when he was blocked. And just like that, I mean, you always have to have, people don't understand that so often with cops that will get targeted for whatever reason, and we don't know the whole story with this, you just always have to have your guard up. So what was behind that, and basically stalking and ready to, you know, go after him. And I hate stories like that. I mean, I absolutely hate stories like that. All right, this is interesting because, you know, speaking of guns, we talk about the how divided we are in the United States on the issue of guns, and of course, always it's a hot button issue in debates and when there's horrible things that happen in schools and people are threatened and, you know, and whatnot. But there's a study out that says more gun laws mean fewer gun deaths. That's what a gun control group is claiming. With the states with the most lax gun laws, they have the most gun deaths, while the states with the strictest laws have the fewest deaths, which is being refuted by many people, where they say, well, give us more of the facts on that, because, yes, we know that there may be some sort of a correlation, but how accurate are the numbers? How accurate is the data, and what about other things that happen? You know, that the trope of, well, if somebody wants to get you, which is true, there's other ways that they can get you. Look, I say this all the time, and because I got with this study, I had some people send me some emails about it, so I thought I'd bring it up on the show. I'm for responsible gun ownership, right? So if there's a waiting period, fine. Responsible gun ownership. I mean, there are plenty of people I know that own guns that would fall into that category. They are careful with them. They practice. They go target shooting, etc. They know how to use them, and they know exactly what can happen. And they don't want to, if something happened, they're not aiming to try to use it. But if they have to, they know they have 3 seconds to make that decision, right? So I think, to me, I don't think it's impossible to figure out a way to have responsible gun ownership where, let's say we hit 90%. There's never 100% or whatever it might be. I do think it's possible. And it's nothing is worse than when you hear things like what happened to that cop, etc. So I always think it's good to dig into the information. I mean, you know, like Los Angeles. I mean, they're on edge with some of these crazy random murders, like the poor student that was in a furniture store. She was working alone in a furniture store and was killed, was murdered. Someone comes in, and next thing you know, she's killed. And L.A. is in trouble when it comes to that. They have serious problems with some of these crazy murders that have no connection and they're so random. Mailbag next.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is clarifying some comments that he made on Wednesday. He now is stressing that there will be consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin moves his troops into Ukraine.
Any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion. But it will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies.
These comments come just one day before Secretary of State Antony Blinken's meeting on Friday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. They're hoping to diffuse tensions. Another winter storm is heading into parts of the southeast and mid-Atlantic. Forecasters say major travel disruptions along portions of Interstate 85 and 95 in Virginia and the Carolinas will be affected. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has denied abortion providers' latest request to intervene in the ongoing legal challenge against Texas' restrictive abortion law, cutting off one of the few remaining paths to a speedy victory for abortion providers. The case is currently before the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which sent the case to the Texas Supreme Court. Abortion providers were hoping the Supreme Court would direct the 5th Circuit to send the case to federal district court, where a judge previously blocked the law. A new report shows not as many people are buying homes right now.
The National Association of Realtors says that the figure dropped 4.6% last month. That comes out to just under 6.2 million units. Full year sales for 2021 were just over 6.1 million. That's an 8.5% jump from the pandemic-filled year of 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I know I say this all the time, but I'm going to trot it out. I'm going to take this chestnut out again for a spin. Thanks to all of you. We don't have to dig very far. Every single time I hit the mailroom, I am swamped with your thoughts. So, hey, thanks for that. Day or night, 24/7, let me have it. KateDelaneyRadio.com. You agree, don't agree with something I said. You got some incredible insight into whatever it is that is making the world tick, or what you think should make the world tick. Or, I don't know, you got a good recipe for 7-layer dip for the upcoming Super Bowl. Which, by the way, we will have a nail the score on the Tuesday before the Super Bowl. So it'll be Tuesday in our last segment of our first hour of the show. More reasons to stay up, depending on where you listen to this show and how, because you could win some incredible prizes and more ways to win. We're going to have some fun with it. Who knows who's going to be in the Super Bowl, but we'll see as we're getting closer with these divisional games. All right, so let's take the first one out here. This one is from Al, who says, hey, Kate, I think we need to hear some good news. Did you hear the story about the teenage kid, the girl who was the youngest woman to fly around the world solo? I love those kinds of stories because no matter how it happens and no matter if they're privileged or someone got them in the cockpit or whatever happened, it still is good to hear those kinds of stories. And that's gutsy to do that by yourself. It is gutsy, isn't it? So you're talking about, I know this story, it's Zara Rutherford, her name is, and she's 19 years old. She
she did fly around the world solo. So what does that mean? It means 41 countries. And how many kilometers? 52,000 kilometers, 32,000 plus miles. Break into Guinness World Records in the process. When she finally landed, she said, "I made it. I made it." And of course, there were people there applauding wildly, etc. So she did beat a record that was held by an American, Shasta Wass, who was 30 when she went around the globe unaccompanied in 2017, because she's got a dual citizenship. She's a Brit and Belgian. So good for her that she did that. Yeah. And I guess it's funny. I do know this story, Al, because I was looking at, I am fascinated by, like, Amelia Earhart and people that get in planes and do these things where their goal is, you know, to fly across whatever. And in history, some of the incredibly brave people and stories that we've heard about. And this was a kind of a cool light plane. It was called the Shark Ultralight plane that she was in. And she thought her deal would take her in all those countries. It would take her about 3 months. She did have some setbacks. She had months-long delays in Alaska and Russia because of visa and weather issues, so that pushed her back. And she said the hardest part, because I wondered about this, she said the hardest part was definitely flying over Siberia, because she said it was extremely cold. It was minus 35 degrees Celsius on the ground. And she said if the engine were to stall, she'd be hours away from rescue, and she didn't know how long she could have survived for. But good for her. So she also had to make an unscheduled landing in Redding, California, because of visibility that was terrible because of the wildfires in Seattle, and then was denied permission to fly over China. So she had a couple of things that happened. But again, even with people helping on the ground and trying to navigate some of this for you, you are on your own. There's like nobody to talk this over with. So, yay. Applaud this young woman for doing that. And thanks for bringing that up. You're right. We do need to hear some good stories. All right. Let's go to this from Tom, who says, hi, Kate Delaney. What is the scoop with this president? First, he makes the crazy comments about the Ukraine, and now, of course, they try to walk them back. And I think he pretty much, the second day after the two-hour, a little of this, a little of that, and everything in between presser, kind of read from notes that he had. So perhaps the Democrats are getting smarter and they're just writing out the lines for Joe Biden. But you can't just act like it's no big deal when they're massing troops up, and like, what is our response going to be? Because the world is listening to what we're going to say. And when you're the leader of the free world, that's the deal. I mean, you do have to pick your words carefully as to not sound as though you're taking something lightly, like the Ukrainian situation. So I'm wondering, in private, do you think the Democrats are kicking themselves that Joe Biden keeps making these mistakes with the way that he words things or puts things? Yeah, and you're talking about the fact that he said minor. You know, he did clean that up. That's what happened. He said minor incursion when he was speaking during that two-hour presser to kind of mark the 1 year in office. And so that's not minor if you're going in and you're slaughtering people and provoking and trying to get a land grab or annex land like the Crimea. So, well, I don't know that that's going to happen. So then there was, you know, then there was the walk back, like you say, and to come back and say that, if Russia if their forces cross the border killing Ukrainian fighters, that changes everything. It depends on what he does. So he tried to clarify the earlier comments telling reporters at the White House, I've been absolutely clear with President Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that's an invasion. But it will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I disclosed in detail with our allies, as well as laid out clearly for President Putin. So, again, coming back to make sure, because that was the thing that was pulled out of, one of the things that was pulled out of that whole two-hour deal, that, I mean, listen, it's not minor. It's that was like, how did he come up with the minor incursion thing? But Russia has that history of kind of provoking, using what they call measures. Rather than being overt, they're sneaky to carry out aggression from, you know, paramilitary tactics to cyber attacks, let's face it. So you got to respond to those. That's what the deal is. So does he launch an attack? You know, I don't know. And I guess in Russia, they were stunned after his comments, right, that about what he had to say, the whole minor and full incursions or full invasions and, you know, all of that. You don't even give Putin the chance to play around with that. I mean, this has been there since the Crimea and before, period. So, yeah, thanks for pointing that out. There should have been talking points, I think, from the very beginning. I don't know. I can't figure it out. All right, this one is from Mac Attack. Hey, Kate Delaney, one of my resolutions was to get into shape, and wouldn't you know it, dang it, everybody talks about Peloton, 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 and now Peloton is stopping production of some of their products because, I guess, I don't know if it's cost or lack of interest or whatever, but it's not so easy to get a hold of a fresh one of these puppies. You can certainly get them secondhand. Some people are dumping them. What gives? yeah, you got to have a different resolution. Don't attach it to equipment. You know, come up with something else. Yeah, they are stopping production. I'm sure there's some that are probably still out there, but they are stopping the production of the fitness products because they're trying to control costs. They got to dump people. The demand has stopped. I mean, a significant reduction because of probably price sensitivity, probably what competitors are doing, and so the bikes aren't happening. Bikes and treadmills, they're not doing them. They're not putting them out. And again, temporary is what they're saying. They're saying they're putting it on pause for 2 months, and the super expensive stuff was already, some of it was already paused, but the still pretty expensive stuff is now on pause, right? Because they guessed wrong about how many people would be buying what they're selling, because there was massive demand in the beginning during the pandemic, because you had people that were stuck, that couldn't go to gyms, there was they were locked out of gyms, et cetera, because of the very beginning of the pandemic, especially the first year and a half. So now you got, I guess they've got thousands of treadmills, et cetera, in warehouses. That's the other thing, supply chain, or they're on cargo ships. And so they got that whole inventory problem. So $40 billion has been shaved off their market cap over the year. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? And they had a market value high of nearly $50 billion last January. $50 billion. So, wow on the expectations. And if you look about, if you look, here's the thing. When you get a bike, you pay what you pay for the bike, and then you've got to pay $250 in delivery and setup fees. And then for the treadmill, it's $350. So they're also putting those in because people don't want to have to set them up, right? And so there's extra costs associated with those. Very good question to throw out there, though. All right, send me your thoughts, as you can see, on anything. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every January, this happens to so many of us. You know, all of a sudden you look at healthcare and you start thinking about deductibles and that whole reset and the premiums increase and, oh, what are the formulas? And it gets confusing. I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. So how can you ease the pain of your health care costs in 2022? So thrilled to have Cindy George on, personal finance editor for GoodRx, to help us with these complications that are weighing us down, frankly, because that's what happens. Hey, Cindy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So it is true, and I've had now more than one of those conversations. What are a few steps people listening can take to reduce out-of-pocket costs?
The first thing you should do is ask about cost up front. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Ask your physician, ask the hospital, and talk to your insurance company about cost. The second thing you're going to want to do is have health insurance. If you don't have job-based health insurance, see if you're eligible for Medicare or Medicaid. Also, try to find a plan on the Affordable Care Act marketplace. The third thing you want to do is price shop for your medications. Many people don't know that your prescription can have a very different price at two different pharmacies on the same street in your community.
Yeah, and boy, and isn't that the truth? So to save more money on health care, and you said it, ask the questions. What are some of the questions you would ask the doctor or the insurance provider?
Well, the insurance company is starting the new year with you as a consumer, and so your premium for your health plan may be different in 2022. Your deductible may be different than it was last year. You may have a different copay when you access services. So you need to talk to your insurance company, check your summary of benefits, look for those price points with your insurance company, with your physician. Talk about your medication. If you have a prescription, there may be something else that works just as well, that costs less. And those are the kinds of conversations that can save you a lot of money.
Yeah, no kidding. So what are the big mistakes that we seem to make, the most common mistakes we make in managing our healthcare finances?
Absolutely not making a plan, not knowing your deductible, not knowing your copay, not knowing your financial responsibility if you have health insurance. If you don't have health insurance, not asking those questions about costs up front to help you save on what your services are going to cost you. Another thing people don't do who have insurance that they absolutely should do is if you're having a procedure, make sure you don't fail to get that prior authorization if you need it. And if you are going to a provider, make sure they're in your network or you will pay more. And, of course, you want to price shop for that medication on GoodRx.com, and that means going to our site online or to the app, entering the medication and the dose, tell us where you live, and we'll find the best price for your medication.
Yeah, so if you go to GoodRx, you can save something like often up to 80% on your prescription costs, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so important to do that. Great tips. Cindy George, thank you for coming on, personal finance editor for GoodRx. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think that's great advice to ask questions. Like, you know, a lot of times people forget when they're having procedures, because it's always a hassle, let's be honest about it. Know what's for sure covered. Make sure all of it's covered ahead of time, and then you don't get into that predicament. I don't know. I've known a lot of people in the last 2 months that have had different surgeries for different things. Weekend warriors, whether it was a knee thing. I had a friend who had to have something done on both shoulders. And of course, that's the kind of stuff that you need to know. It just makes complete sense, right? Absolutely. So very useful information. As we head for the exits for this hour anyway, a couple of quick hits. And the quick hits include this, because this is something that I got a lot of in the mailbag. What's happening to the winter games? NBC is not going to send their announcing teams because of the COVID concerns. And in China and Beijing, they're not selling the tickets. And here it is, really pretty close to happening. So here's what I know. You're absolutely right about NBC. We've talked about that. And with the U.S. Olympians, they're taking no chances, right? So there's no saying, oh, I'm not going to get vaxxed. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee chief medical officer says that every single U.S. athlete has been fully vaccinated, that all of them have been vaccinated. Not a single one actually asked for a medical exemption, that it's the vaccination is the foundation, he's saying, of our COVID mitigation protocol. So he didn't have the chief medical officer didn't have a tough job in dealing with that, because that was all stamped off and headed off at the pass. Jonathan Finoff is his name, because in September, the United States Olympic Committee introduced a policy requiring that you had to be fully vaccinated by December 1st, unless you had a serious medical exemption. And then the IOC put out guidelines calling for full vaccinations or a 3-week quarantine when you went into to China. And if you think about Tokyo, though, about 100 of the more than 600 Americans competing, they weren't vaccinated. So now with these athletes, you know, the winter teams going, it's going to be it'll include about 240 athletes. And you still, for the Paralympics, that's still qualifying and all of that's going on. And you've got to have, this is how it's laid out, because they've got, imagine what they have to go through. The testing and the flights for the athletes who go to Beijing, or they're on charter flights, all need two negative tests, one within 96 hours of their flight to China, another within 72. And, you know, what happens is they're having these informal meetings with athletes over the next week where they're reiterating the requirements that they have to adhere to the host country's laws when they're considering any type of protest or demonstration or anything like that. Because, of course, you had a group of human rights activists that were pushing athletes not to criticize China for fear they'd be prosecuted. And so there's a whole bunch of what I call drippings that are coming out of competing in the Olympics. So when you look at it, you've got 11 athletes who are ranked number one in their disciplines. So Michaela Schifrin, for example, you have maybe heard of her if you pay attention to Alpine World Cup. And she's incredible and has such great chances. The U.S. won 23 medals and at the Pyeongchang Olympics, a good for fourth on the medals table, right? So now you've got this, and we've gotten some incredible snowboard competitors, too. So you had the potential for COVID, and you have the same reality that you had heading into Tokyo. What's it going to start to look like? You know, the same challenges. And, again, a lot of the athletes, we have some really top athletes that will be part of this Olympic squad. And Olympic Village life has to be a little bit different than the previous games because there's not as much interacting or mingling or going to events, and that will be a much different feel. You know, the fact that the Olympic Games are even going on, when you think of what these athletes have to go through with the training and whatnot. For example, if you look at the bobsled people, the people who are competing in bobsled for the United States or for any country, Vinetta Flowers, right, is one of those. And wanting to, of course, be there and compete. So, you know, at the 22 Winter Olympics, Flowers and driver Jill Bakken won the gold in the two-woman event. And Flowers became the first African-American woman to win a gold medal in the Winter Olympics. And, I mean, what a journey that is. And, you know, there's some incredibly talented young athletes that still want that shot. It's going to be different because of COVID. But the competition is still incredibly, incredibly tough. We'll do a whole cool medals thing, by the way, once we get into the Olympics. And before you know it, it's just a handful of weeks away. Just like that. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? Like you did for this hour. Thanks so much for listening. Make it count, everybody.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.